But we're going to start out doing some Almighty Enigmas talk because the wrestling world has been off a chain apparently for the past like 6-7 months. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so since we last talked, it was like June, Ice. It was June. So since June, what's right. the biggest storyline that's popped off since June?
Oh, man. The biggest? Shoot. Quite possibly one of the best is the Bloodline.
That's it. That's the only one. I mean, like, it's like no shade towards nobody. Of course, we know CM Punk and them, you know, had the situation where he boxed with a couple of dudes in the backstage area. Shout out to CM Punk for being a G. you know, my loyalty's lie. I'm with the Punk Man. I'm with CM Punk. I'm with Chick Magnet Punk. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, calling by his whole government. You know what I'm saying? He said on trials, Chick Magnet, God dang it. Like, look, CM Punk. That's all I'm going with. No shade to the rest of them, but the further that this year went along, especially going into the end of 2022, my look towards Kenny and the rest of them guys really soured. And we'll get into that a little bit later on. But just, and we'll discuss that in longer length. But we want to talk about the Bloodline real quick.
Yeah.
And I just got to ask you, Ice, you know what I'm saying? Like when was the point where you were like, yeah, this is the one? What was the part of the story that like really, really got you nailed into it? You know, like last year. Now, we already know about the Jay and Roman and Jimmy situation from back in, like, you know, 2020 almost. You know, this storyline's been going on for a while. But in 2022, what was the moment you were like, we got something special going on right now?
Man, listen, it's crazy because, like, you didn't even expect it. When Sammy all of a sudden had the bright idea to try to attach himself with the Bloodline, like it looked out of place at first.
It did,
and then like it was crazy because it was like I think they was like, you know what, it's a shot in the dark. We'll try it. We'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying? If it don't work, you know what I'm saying, we'll just have them beat them up and send them somewhere else.
Yeah,
but people latched onto it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And it was just like a breath, like again, even when the storyline first started, even now it's even more of a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now it's like, okay, just, as odd as it was in the beginning, now it's, you know, in a crazy way, it makes sense.
Now it really does.
Now we want him in the Bloodline.
Yeah, I mean, like it got to that point. I believe it was when Jay finally started to react to Sammy just being around his brother that I was like, oh, we got something here. Because, you know, main event Jay, you know, I'm like, look, I would not be mad if Jay also got a doggone WWE championship title this year. I wouldn't be upset about that. That there'd be some situation, you know, set like probably like in like around Hell in a Cell Survivor Series, something like that. I'm just throwing in the air. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That he would be like, you know, yeah, we gonna do it. We gonna do this joint. Because I think that there's something to that story that really involves Jay kind of getting his lick back. But yeah, like I just like the fact that like Jay was the first one resistant, but then at the same time, he kind of got beaten to submission. So all he knows is serving Roman Reigns. You know what I'm saying? And all he knows is that if he doesn't serve Roman Reigns, his brother's going to be in danger because he saw that in Hell in a Cell in 2020. You know, right. So he saw how far Roman was going to go if they didn't comply. So seeing his aggression is almost like, you know, seeing him just trying to make sure that his brother is safe in storyline. You know what I'm saying? Like I need to protect my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like Jimmy doesn't know how dangerous Roman is. You know, like he's kind of in that vein. You know what I'm saying? And I like the fact that, you know, Jay was the first one to stand up to Sammy. Like, Sammy, you ain't supposed to be in this group. You know what I'm saying? Like, and him giving him that flack. But then at the same time, Sammy not giving up on Jay. Well, I think that's a part that broke people's heart. You know, like when we kind of fast forward now to like today is March the 12th. Right. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about last week. That was the 6th, March 6th. Yeah. March 6th. And you know, Jay finally chose, you know, the allegiance of the bloodline over Sammy. And how people in the audience, it was dead silent. Like when he kicked Sammy, whew, cats in the audience, it just went silent. And they're like, this can't be life. Like, I mean, I love the fact that like they've been able to craft a story that's so involved the audience, just hoping against hope that what we know was going to happen would not happen. I thought that was just absolutely amazing on their part. Like they found a way to tap into just this root need for people to want to belong with people that they don't think that they belong with. That's a whole point in the bloodline of Sami Zayn. You got this unknown factor. He comes into the group. And when he comes into the group, he brings in pretty much a different level of how can I put it? It's like, I would say clarity in a sense to each one of the characters. You know what I'm saying? Look at Solo, right? Doggone devastating monster, right? They recruited their brother while we was out too. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but you know, Solo Sikoa, straight up savage, the enforcer, right? He was a completely different person around Sami Zayn. He liked Sammy, you could tell, right? Jimmy, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Jimmy also had like a homie again. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, yeah, Jay is his brother, but Jimmy actually had a homie in Sami Zayn. You know what I'm saying? They made their own handshake, the Usy thing. You know what I'm saying? They had all these things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even Paul Heyman and Sammy had a very interesting dynamic, because at one point you could see that Heyman did really enjoy Sammy's presence with them. Right. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, you know, he started to see what Roman started to see, right? But even Roman, god dang it. Doggone. Look here. You talk about Oscar worthy acting.
Man.
I mean they literally should clear out a section in the Oscars for like best TV performance and include WWE in this sucker. Because when Roman Reigns hugged Sami Zayn and looked the camera in the face. That shot right there, I was like, this mug is diabolical. He heard him, was like, you know what this is? Bloodline. I'm like, bro, you a master manipulator, man. Bro, Sammy's sitting on the side like, he loves me. He loves me like family. You know what I'm saying? And I there's a twisted part about that I really do believe that Roman was really, really genuine about. That I think was the at least what pulled people in is that Roman made him that shirt, you know, on the Rated Ooze, right? It wasn't Jimmy or Jay. It wasn't Paul. Well, now Paul had to be involved in this situation. I think Paul handed it to him. You know what I'm saying? But Solo definitely wasn't involved. You know what I'm saying?
No, no. No.
Solo wasn't involved in that. But you know what I'm saying? But the idea of Roman actually liking Sammy and wanting, and I was saying this to somebody else, Ice. And I want to get your perspective on this, like on the actions of Roman Reigns before we get into like the Sami Zayn WWE Championship situation. But when you think about Roman Reigns, what villain do you think about? Like, is there another type of, like, you don't have to give me a name, but a type of villain? Like, what type of villain would Roman Reigns be classified as? Like we're talking about like Thanos level. You know, it's just something like, you know, just something like out there that you've seen in movies. You're like, yeah, that's Roman Reigns. Or Roman Reigns. Like, he took inspiration from this source. What you thinking, man?
I was about to say, dang, man. Because it's like, I don't even know who to pinpoint. Because, like, in the beginning, because I'm going to take you back. Because in the beginning, you know, it was just ego. It was like flat out ego.
100% ego. Yeah.
And then, like when we get to Sammy, it was like there was a whole like cerebral dimension that you get to see.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, so this dude, so you know, like he have his little one liners here and there, but you know, saying he didn't really say a whole lot. He was like, I saw what I needed to see.
Yeah, yeah.
So and that's like.
That's saying, like, it's hard for me to pimp, like the. Go ahead. That's it, because I'm trying to. Mm.
Yeah. No. What?
No, I'm like, so what I thought about was an Italian mob.
I feel you.
You know, so I know he's half Italian. You know what I'm saying? Like that's one of the facts people normally leave off his description. But he is, hey, he's Samoan and half Italian. So I thought to myself, I was like, this sucker's like taking inspiration from The Godfather. He's taking inspiration from Goodfellas. No, just that swagger about him being a champion, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact that you have to come to his office to talk to him. You know what I'm saying? He has his advisor, the wise man, you know what I'm saying? That's there to make sure that things get done, right? You know what I'm saying? Then when he gets to the ring, he is, I mean, like, look, I'm mad that we got this Roman Reigns this late. I'm going to be real with you. If we got this Roman in 2000 and, like, let's say 16, WWE wouldn't have lost nothing. WWE would be like they would make a 4 or 5 times the amount of money. But I do believe that this was just a time for him to be the tribal chief Roman Reigns. But bro, the stuff that he's able to do now is just mind blowing. I'm like, bro, I don't even know how you tapped into that and pulled us all in right here. Like, I'm like, you pulled me back in. I was on my way out last year.
I remember.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm done. I was like, AEW had gotten born. WWE had gotten born. I was like, Ring of Honor. The dude talking about he going to bring chains. Tony Khan, I don't know where he own. If he own something, because I'm like, bro, this ain't Ring of Honor. You know what I'm saying? New Japan Pro Wrestling was on a downward slope. You know, they ain't got no instant characters. Jay White, you know, now he's out of Bullet Club. I'm like, I don't got nothing I really want to watch. You know what I'm saying?
That tripped me out.
Yeah. We'll get to that another time. You know what I'm saying? But like, just thinking about the Roman Reigns bloodline story, like you said, started out all ego. And you could tell it's kind of like he was killing himself to be the tribal chief. That's how we started it out. But I'm not going to get into all that. But just this mob mentality of Roman Reigns, where he like really does care about each person, but his own sick way. I mean, it's serious. I mean, like, process this, bro. Like, Jay falling out of line. Roman was like, I need my family to be strong, right?
Right.
And he like, you will fall in line behind me, not beside me. So he was willing to choke out Jimmy Uso to make Jay quit.
Right.
Right. So that level of diabolicalness. You know, that's not even a word, but I'm just going to use it. That level of diabolicalness, you know, like when you're like, wow, this dude was willing to choke out the brother just to make a point and let you know, like, no, you fall in line behind me. Then you think about Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar, right? Heyman's loyalties had to be tested, where, you know, like he kicked Paul Heyman out, quote unquote, you know what I'm saying? Like, where it was more of a trap. But I like the way that they maneuvered it, because it was still testing the loyalties of Paul Heyman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything was kind of like, until he held his hand out and Paul Heyman to pass him that title belt so he could smack him on Brock Lesnar upside the head. Right? You know what I'm saying? So that put Paul Heyman back in full line with the bloodline. His loyalty was tested. Then we get to Sami Zayn, right? The only thing that Sami Zayn has that would always pull him back out is Kevin Owens. Every single time it's Kevin Owens. Him and Kevin Owens would likely be fighting against each other for the WWE Championship one day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm hoping that's like within the next year and a half. That would be pretty dope. But like, just process this now. You got Roman Reigns, who knows the tale of the tape between Sami and Kevin. Kevin don't like Bloodline. He don't like Roman Reigns.
So, oh God, no.
Roman Reigns rolled that dude over with a dog on golf cart. I wouldn't be forgiving that dude either. I'll just keep it in the book. You know what I'm saying? But Kevin called a shot. He was like, look, they always choose their family, Sami. They would never choose you. He tried to tell him, right? Roman, you know, is like, he is my family. And I'm going to prove it to you by beating your behind. In front of his family, you know what I'm saying? In front of your family, you know, like just the diabolicalness of that, man. But he, you know what I'm saying? But you know, this is Royal Rumble. When he, you know, him and Kevin Owens are scrapping, and you know, he like, yo, Sami, you're going to come to the side. You're going to watch us do our work, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, it's at the end of the match, as they normally would do, it's gang style beating time. You know what I'm saying? So they dropping Kevin Owens and got this dude tied up in a ropes. they're about to put the work in on your mans. And then Sammy is apprehensive, you know, throwing a one up real slow. You know, I said, this was finally, this is Sammy's final test. And I found it very interesting that the rubric of this was never changed, though, Ice. You think about it. This same rubric he used against Jay, he used against Jimmy, and he used against Paul Heyman.
Yep.
So it wasn't that he was doing anything different. It was just the fact that his dance partner was Sami Zayn. So Sammy, who Paul Heyman had accused of being selfish, who I'm just being real, you know, like who Roman Reigns had accused of being selfish. And I found it very interesting they used selfish as a way to describe him. So they called this man selfish. Right. And then guess what he does? He's selfish. I found that fascinating. I was like, it's interesting when you give the good guy, you know, what's one of the loudest pops in WWE history. You know, it's when Sami Zayn smacked Roman Reigns in the back with that chair.
Oh, man.
I mean, I was like, wow. I had not heard a pop like that since Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm just going to keep it real. Daniel Bryan winning the WrestleMania 30 wasn't even that loud. I'm just going to keep it real. I was like, nope, I don't think it was that loud, man. I mean, I could be wrong. I hope somebody actually did a decibel check and we could find out. But I don't think that it was that loud because that crowd was deflated by Undertaker losing. So I don't know if I think if they had not done that, you know, I ain't saying that they shouldn't have beat the streak, but that particular day, I think it probably would have been louder. But Sami Zayn smacking Roman in the back and looking Jay in the face and saying, "I'm sorry." You know what I'm saying? I was heartbroken watching that. I said, "This thing have pulled me in." You know what I'm saying? He hit Roman one time. He could have kept smacking your mans.
Right.
Hit him one time, threw the chair on the floor, and just looked at Jay. First person said, "I'm sorry, man." And Jay is like broken. You were supposed to be my brother, man. You were supposed to be my brother. And when Jimmy heard that, that's when something broke in Jimmy. Woo!
That boy snapped.
He snapped. You know, so he was the first one to throw the kick, which that shocked me because the person that was the coolest with Sammy was Jimmy.
That caught me off guard too. I'm like, wait a minute.
Like, yeah, I mean, I would think that Solo would be the first one to throw the first lick, but Jimmy doing it added a whole nother level of nuance to the story because now Sammy gets to ask him later, why you? Right? why like this, man? And Jimmy, like, you so doggone selfish. Once again, that same word, bro. I was like, yo, that the use of the word selfish needs to be studied, and we're gonna do that later in a doc. Don't worry about that, people. But the use of the word selfish in this storyline was probably the most used word against Sami Zayn. You selfish. Hmm. You ever think about it? Like literally think about it. Paul Heyman said it. Roman Reigns said it. I think Jay just got done saying it on Friday at SmackDown. And I think Jay just got done saying it too. They all call Sami Zayn selfish. You know, so I was like, wow, that's a, but like I said, look, A+ to goodness gracious. I mean, straight up A+ today. I'm still blown away by how well they've done this, how well they curated this story.
Yeah. They didn't rush anything.
That is facts. They didn't.
This is 2 going on 3 years, but at the same time, there was always something new to add to it. They everything marinated to the extent that it needed to.
Yeah,
because they didn't just say, oh, okay, well, yeah, you know, yeah, I'm Tribe Chief, blah 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 blah. We're gonna do this. Like they spread everything out,
yeah,
to where it was still enjoyable and, you know what I'm saying, it still pull you in.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that they, like I said, that they didn't rush. I also appreciate the fact that when it's all coming together now, the core is still Roman Reigns. That's something that, like, I think that, let's say, like, their counterparts at AEW, they keep losing themselves in their stories in a worse way. They don't know how to. Oh, man. I didn't want to add them into this, but for right now, just for the moment. but they for some reason it's almost like they don't know how to slow things down in AEW anymore. Like they rush everything. Everything is rushed. And that doesn't leave room for people to really marinate on a story, to appreciate a story. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you so doggone busy trying to tell me the 85th villain backstory. You already know what I'm talking about. You know? Good. Because apparently one was not enough. You need several, apparently. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? I was like, you a villain, bro. I mean, just be happy with one origin story, bro. God dang. You know what I'm saying? Man's is crying about everything. Woman left from him. I ain't getting that. But you know what I'm saying? It's too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too much going on. But the way that they slowed this bad boy down is masterful. Like, they made you wait, which is interesting in this generation of people who hate waiting.
Man.
Waited. You know what I'm saying? People right. in this generation that hate waiting, waited. They were like, we can't wait to see how this storyline jumps off when it finished. And here we are. We're now closing up to the end where Cody Rhodes is now in the mix, and I can't wait for freaking WrestleMania. I can't wait, bro. Can't wait. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. I mean, like I haven't been this excited for WrestleMania main event in a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were like, I will say this right here. We were both wrong. Yep. We were really, really wrong. Like, last year when we saw Cody Rhodes come in, we were like, man, what the world are they about to do with Cody Rhodes, man? This dude, because like coming off AEW, man, it's like, it was weird. But seeing how they've curated, how they carefully curated him into this storyline with the bloodline, look here. A plus is all around. I feel you. Just claps. Because I'm like, you guys figured out the code for the new generation that we're in, where they are actually looking forward to waiting. You won. You won. Like, you don't need to fight nobody no more. There's nobody better than you. You won. You won. So, yeah, man. So, yeah.